Hubhopper Originals.
Hey, hang in there. This is Omkar Chaudhary. Welcome to How's the Josh Podcast Season 3 in association with Panout Media. Let's get going with what's happening new in the entertainment industry. What are celebrities doing? The internal gupshup, that fun during the game segment, to the fitness routine of the celebrity, we got you all covered under one podcast show. So without any further ado, put your hands together and let's welcome our dearest next guest. Hello and welcome to How's the Josh Podcast. This is Omkar Chaudhary, your host, and this is in association with Panout Media. Well, all these while, we had wonderful actors and celebrities talking more about their role, how it was tough for them to get under the skin, and talking about their successes and the drawbacks. But today, we have a shift of perspective. Today, I think definitely we're going to talk more about what is that skill, what is that quality, what are those parameters that make someone so successful, that make successful leaders in the industry. So definitely it's going to be a fun conversation. It's going to be rather an insightful conversation with Gaurav Bhagat. And welcome Gaurav to the show.
Thank you, Omkar. It is great to be here. I've been following your podcast. I've been seeing some of the work that you've been doing as well. Truly exceptional. And it is an honor and a pleasure to be here today. So thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just to give a bit more introduction to all our listeners out there. So, like, you know, in the LinkedIn bio of Gaurav, it's written so prominently and so profoundly that, you know, a solution finder and motivational speaker who gets things done. And that was something so impressive. I was like, yes, I really need to be in conversation with Bhagat, because this has been something that we all are chasing. We are not getting our things done. So I think here we're going to spill the beans and you're going to tell us, like, you know, how to get the things done.
Oh, 100%. I think that's, been my gift, from the time I've been growing up. It's always been about finding solutions. Mm-hmm. In fact, interestingly, even growing up, I think one of my favorite characters was from a comic book and it was called Fix-It Fox. And Fix-It Fox is about finding solutions, right? That's what, he really did. So yeah, I think it goes back a long, long time. And finding solutions is my thing. A lot of people say, hey, we're a problem, you know, solvers and all that. I'm like, hey, you know, you want a solution, come to me. And it's my job to find that and make it as simple and easy as possible.
Absolutely. And also to add on to that, you are also a founder at Gaurav Bhagat Academy and you're a managing director at Consortium Kids. All right. So this pretty much sums up an introduction to you, but definitely there's going to be a fun thing. As I told you, it's going to be a fun thing. So let us start with a fun segment. Are you up for it? I'm very sure that you have not done this before. So I think this is a new thing for you. Are you up for it?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, happy to take it forward. And I love the fact that we're keeping this completely ad hoc and we're just going to go with the flow. So looking forward. And yeah, let's go for it.
Absolutely. So basically, this is a segment wherein we say that, you know, what's on your mind. So you'll get a statement and then will be dot, dot, dot. So when I say the statement, the other half of the statement, you have to complete it.
Interesting.
All right. It's going to be very fun. No stress. I mean, I've seen like a lot of other interviews which are very much serious and on point business strategies, verticals. But I think this time, let's just go a bit more easy and try to know the Gaurav Bhagat, like, you know, the child inside the Gaurav Bhagat.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Look forward to this one.
So the first one. Mm-hmm. Every time I look to the sky, I always think dash.
Someone up there really loves me.
That's nice. I can't believe I actually dashed when I was younger.
I can't actually believe that I used to throw epic tantrums when I was younger, because I used to throw some epic tantrums and I had a crazy temper, and that's hard to believe for anyone who knows me today.
If I knew everything for a day, I would be dash.
Rich, because I would be making some interesting trades in the stock market, which is also my passion. And I would, mm-hmm. I think be rich if that really happened. So, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the second last one is don't trust dash because dash.
Interesting. Don't trust dash because of dash. I would say don't trust someone who gossips because they will do the same behind your back as well. So yeah, don't trust anyone who's a gossip.
Absolutely. I think that's a fact of the day.
Yeah.
Cool. Moving on, the last one. When I looked into Dash eyes, I knew Dash.
when I looked into Mrinalini's eyes, I knew she was the one for me. So that's actually my wife. And so it was truly being struck by lightning. And I hope I get some brownie points with her when this comes out as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that was so sweet. I mean, you know, so many things we sort of tried to know about Gaurav. There's much to it. And now let's just quickly start with our question answer round. Like, you know, wherein we'll talk more about what's happening around. Well, Gaurav, like, you know, in my reading, I came across this very beautiful quote that states, personality is how you respond on a typical day. Character is how you show up on your worst day. It's easy to demonstrate fairness, integrity, and generosity when things are going well. The real question is whether you stand by those values when the deck is stacked against you. And this is something that I felt very phenomenal and something very relatable. So Gaurav, at this point of time, I really want to decode what is Gaurav's personality and what is Gaurav's character. Like, how is Gaurav on normal day to day? And how is Gaurav when the things are stacked against you? That is an offbeat situation.
Yeah. Super, intro piece that you put out there. And truly, I think, you know, when times are great, you know, everyone is an exceptional personality and they're always shining and smiling and 10Xing, so to speak. I think the true test of any individual comes when the chips are down. Because when the chips are down, then you really find out, okay, what is this person like? You know, how are they reacting and responding under pressure? So again, I think it's something that I've worked really hard on over the years. And there were times where, you know, there was an element of stress and there was, you know, I would get a little frustrated when a situation, like a bad situation arose. And I think where this really turned around for me, and that's why also I'm a fairly decent poker player, is that today under pressure, I mean, even if I'm feeling it inside, you would not know. So you have a poker, I truly believe I have a poker face. And even in the toughest of situations, the most, you know, difficult of times, I think the reason why a lot of people can rely on me and they know that I am dependable is that even if I am, you know, internally feeling something, externally you probably wouldn't know it. The joke sometimes amongst some of my friends is that if you cut my veins, you won't have blood that flows out. You'll probably have ice. But it is something that I've trained myself to be, because a lot of people depend on me in a lot of situations across my companies, my clients, and a whole lot of people really depend on me. And if the entire world is breaking down, it is for me to, you know, really stand up and lead the way. And that's something I worked hard to develop. And I think that's something that I do.
So absolutely. It's like something, even not so favorable things are going around, you sort of remain to stay calm and not sort of show up on your face. And that has been something that has helped you a long way.
Absolutely. All right.
I mean, that was a trade secret.
Yeah.
That was a trade secret.
And internally, there might be strife. Internally, there may be fears. But it's just that externally, it probably won't happen, right? Sometimes people are like, dude, you're like a coconut. You're really hard on the outside, but you might be fairly soft on the inside as well. So it's quite possible.
Absolutely. I mean, that was a trade secret. Come on. Moving on, even on the screen of your Zoom, it has written 10 into 10 times. And also, as I mentioned within the introductory part, like even in your introductory part, it is written, the bio of the LinkedIn, it is written that, you know, you are a solution finder, you are a motivational speaker who gets the things done. So what is it? Something that takes you to this level? What is that parameter? What is that something that makes you so capable, that you're enabling people to reach up to that stage? So, I mean, come on, I think we are getting to the core and understanding the actual algorithms, how the Gaurav Bhagat works.
Of course. Yeah, so thank you for that. And again, I know the 10x, what you see on my screen and what people associate. So 10x is actually about something, it's not a concept, it's actually Grant Cardone's concept. And Grant Cardone is this amazing individual that I met a little over 3 years ago when I went to the United States. And I met with Grant over there. And Grant is, of course, you know, one of the world's best sales trainers, an amazing entrepreneur, someone who was a drug addict at the age of 26 and has today built up a personal net worth of $400 million. And 10x is his philosophy. And when I got basically introduced to the 10x rule, I mean, my realization was wow. And a lot of people think 10x matlab 10 guna ho jayega, everything will go 10 times. Yeah. Now, the mistake that people make, and your listeners would actually love this, what the 10x rule states is this, that if you think you want to go from point A to point B, okay, you want to go from point A to point B, it could be anything. It could be about, you know, losing weight, it could be about getting money, it could be about being in a relationship, you know, anything at all. That requires some actions. Now, a lot of times people think that, okay, to go from point A to point B, I require X number of actions, you know, these number of meetings, this much prospecting, you know, this much going out and doing various things and all of that. In truth, and the reality, and why I love 10X as a concept is this, that in reality, it will actually take you 10 times the amount of effort to achieve that one thing. Too often, people underestimate the effort required to achieve something in life, and which is why they struggle to do it. So 10X is always about pushing yourself, okay, pushing yourself and going out and doing 10 times the amount that anyone else would do in your space so that you can get to your desired goals and desires. Grant Cardone said it, I promote it. And of course, the Godfather Academy is Grant Cardone's licensee for India. And we've been doing amazing things for businesses, working professionals, entrepreneurs, large corporates around the country. We're doing it with this role. So that's where that's.
Absolutely. I mean, I really got hooked up to the statement, like, you know, the kind of efforts that you require are massive in order to achieve something. And that's when people struck, because we feel that if we want to achieve something, it's going to be very easy. We see it on the screen. We see it on the television screen, people having great bodies, a lot of money. But I think there goes a lot of effort into it, which goes unnoticed.
100%. I think people today are just taking things for granted. They prefer and they expect that they will have easy wins to come out for them, and they're not willing to put in the effort. And I think that is, if the youth today can really take away from something, it's about be willing to put in the work and massive action. You said it yourself, be in a mode of massive action where you are doing far more than your peers or anyone else, you know, that you know of, and that's where you will get massive success. So massive action equals massive results. So that would be a good insight there.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's quite insightful, to be very honest. And there's this new trend in the industry, in all the IB schools and all these MBA schools as well, like, you know, start building your leadership. Leadership is something that you really need to own. And even the children have been bombarded with this word of leadership. And everybody is behind being successful leader out there. So what is exactly, what is that secret? What is that pill that's going to make someone a successful leader?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, very, very important. And I've had the chance in life to meet some very, very exceptional people who've written some great pieces on leadership, be it, you know, speakers and writers such as John Maxwell. Maxwell has probably written more about leadership than anyone else. And I love some of the stuff that he actually, you know, writes. And one of them is that the fact is that there is no finish line in leadership. Okay, you always have to, you know, keep pushing the bar. You always have to keep growing as a person. Another thing that I really love with Maxwell would talk a lot about is the fact that there is a difference between leaders that flounder and leaders that flourish. A leader that flounders is always about, boss, mera kya hoga, mujhe kya milega, what will I get, what's going to happen to me, right? While a leader that flourishes is always thinking, okay, what can I give, okay, to stay in this place, you know, what do I need to become to stay and keep my position? So leadership is not my birthright. Leadership is something that I have to actually go ahead and, you know, prove and earn. So amazing stuff on leadership. And I think if we have a conversation, we'll probably be going for a really long time on leadership. Very important. I always tell people that there will be opportunities, take those opportunities and step up to get yourself into a leadership position. And could be anything. It could be even, you know, a class prefect where you have that opportunity to be a class monitor. You know, you have an opportunity to be someone in college. You have an opportunity to be a team leader even within your role in an organization, right? It doesn't mean that you have to be the CEO, but it can mean that, okay, you know, I can come in and lead a particular project. Take those little steps. A, it gets you visibility, it gets you credibility, and it gets you noticed. And I think what it does in terms of building your confidence and everything else is unparalleled. And highly recommend that any opportunity that comes up to take a leadership position, however small it might be, you might think it's insignificant, always know this, that wins come in small batches. You'll have some wins and soon, you know, that'll have a domino effect. And eventually, who knows, you could perhaps even be the prime minister of the country. So give it a shot.
So it's like, you know, whatever the opportunities are coming along the way, one must not miss it, because I think every opportunity has something to sort of add to that domino effect.
100%.
Right. And like, come on, like Gaurav, you have been in the industry for such a long time. You have seen so many businesses flourishing, so many more people getting trained under you. You have seen the mistakes that people have been doing. So on an average, what do you sort of observe when, like, you know, people come to you, businesses come to you, like, you know, come on, we need to be a successful leader. Some group of people come to you for trainings and all. So what is that common trend that you have been observing around the year?
Yeah, you know, so it's interesting. And what's happened in the last 16 months, especially in the time of, you know, COVID and Corona, a lot of people, their spirits really been beaten down. A lot of people have kind of, you know, now started to believe that things are probably never going to go back. And they become very, very, very pessimistic. And they've almost started throwing in the towel, you know. And I think what I always tell people is that, listen, you know, be in an ecosystem of success. Surround yourself with people who are positive thinking, who have this mindset of growth. Very, very important. I said, be very mindful in terms of, you know, what inputs are you getting in? If you're always in an environment where everyone's saying khatam ho gaya, kuch nahi bacha, you know, if you're in that environment, then naturally you're going to start feeling that way as well. So very, very important to be an ecosystem of success. You know, even if you are, you know, picking up things from media, which is, I mean, the media has a lot of positive, you know, things that are being said out there as well. Again, take in some of those positive inputs and come in and look for people who in your industry, okay, in your area are very, very successful. I always tell people, if you want to climb Mount Everest, you're not going to try and do it in some way which has never been done before. You are going to go to base camp 1, 2, 3, 4 hillary steps and reach the top of Mount Everest. So look at people in your industry, look at people who are in your areas who are already doing well. Emulate them, collaborate with them. I think today the world is moving away from competition into collaboration. Have conversations. And I think people will do a lot of good if they just follow some of these basic golden rules.
Fanout Media, an all-rounder video production agency with a motto, "We create, you inspire." A supportive team that will help you boost your sales, make you look super professional, and stand out with the crowd. Reach out to them for more details and rates on Instagram @@panoutmedia or visit panoutmedia.com.
Absolutely. I completely resonate with you. And there's something that I've read on the similar lines that states that we read good things, we sort of hear good podcasts, some good motivational speeches, but at the end of the day, we are going to get grounded to the system around us. So it's very important for us to have a great system around us or to sort of place ourselves into a system which is of great value, because at the end of the day, we want to come down to our system. And I think rightly what you just put it across, like, you know, be around some good people, some good terminals when you get grounded and you get hooked up to this positivity at the end of the day.
And so true. You've hit the nail on the head once again.
Sure. And like, what are the things that you stand by, Gaurav? Because, you know, as a leader, there's so much of pressure. There's so much of stress. Like, you know, what we see on a day-to-day life, because after COVID, everything, like, you know, each and every business has sort of got a new dimension. Things have changed to a great extent, massively. So what are the things that you stand by? What are the things that you have learned in a hard way and you refuse to give up? Like, you know, this is going to be in this way. You categorically stand by those things. What are those?
Again, a great question. And I must really compliment some of the questions that come with. It really gets things.
Thank you so
now,
much.
Now, when I think about my journey, and of course, I started out my first company from home as a, yeah, so I started out from home as a 19-year-old, you know, for my first company, and there was nothing. But what I did realize is that there are certain non-negotiables in my journey, and we've been very, very big on integrity. So there is no way we will compromise on integrity. I think that's probably one of my core values. And today our organizations, you know, have almost 100 people who are actually part of them. And I always say that integrity is one thing that we'll never compromise on. Okay, what we have said, we will actually go ahead and deliver. So that's actually one very important aspect. I think the other thing that we've really strived for and another non-negotiable for me is innovation. So we're always trying to see how can we bring in, you know, the most value for our customer. How can we really be givers? I think that's another value that's very, very important, where we don't think about hame kya milega. We think about hum kya de sakte. So we always think about, you know, and I'm a member of course, BNI, and BNI as an organization will always talk about givers gain. So it's the more you give, the more you will actually get back as well. And I think that's a core philosophy as well. And and I think just, you know, just being genuine and not being someone who tomorrow someone will say, hey, you know, that person came and he screwed me over and all of that. So I think that authenticity is very, very important. It comes back again to integrity once again.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, if I just want to sum it up, it's going to be like, you know, just be yourself out there. And that genuineness, that authenticity is going to really make someone really big.
Yeah, because you can't fool people all the time. I mean, eventually, you know, the word's going to get out that here is an organization or a person that doesn't stand for what they speak and their double standards. And today in the world of, you know, social media and a connected world as we so have it, there is no way that if you are inauthentic, will you actually survive, you know, forget thriving. You would not even survive in the long term. There is just no way that can happen. And word gets around. You can't fool people anymore.
Right. And like talking about social media, I mean, that was going to be my question, but I think definitely let me just pull it out over here, pull the strings over here of social media. I mean, when we look at the social media, there's a massive percentage of entertainment. So like, you know, a lot of celebrities, a lot of the models who have been on the show, they have always been speaking about how it has negatively impacted them, how they have stopped utilizing the social media. At this point of time, I really want to know someone who's coming from this business world and who has really created a stir in the market. So how is your take on social media? How do you sort of look at it? What is your perspective talking about social media? Like how do you sort of perceive it? How do you sort of utilize it?
Yeah. Perfect. So again, super question. And I want everyone to think of, you know, one word. And if again, they're listening and they will write this one down. Write down the word omnipresence. Okay, omnipresence is simply about being everywhere. So when anyone thinks of, you know, buying what you have to offer, using your products, using your services, the name that should come to your mind or the name that should come to their mind is yours. And hence, omnipresence is something that's very, very important. If you look at today's world, okay, and of course, you know, being a sales guy and a sales trainer, I've always spoken about prospecting and how you always have to be prospecting. Prospecting is basically reaching out, you know, and letting the world know that, hey, this is what I do, come and do business with me, etc. Social media plays for an integral part in that. I know there are some forums where you will be trolled. There are some forums where you will post and you will have your haters. Grant always says, right? Grant Cardone, like I said, being my mentor, would always say that if you have haters and if you have trollers, okay, that means someone is now beginning to notice you and you are making an impact. So it's great if they actually do. That's one. It's a very important aspect, yes. And you have to use all the various forums of social media. Today, Clubhouse is so big, right? You run an audio, you know, podcast medium as well. And you also see how Clubhouse is actually growing. So Clubhouse is a great place to be. It's awesome. You need to be there. Instagram is just the same. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, you know. So my belief in social media is that there will be different platforms that will work for different people. There are some things that may not work for you. Like Twitter, for example, is something that I'm not very active on. But something like Clubhouse and LinkedIn, I would be, because it's an area where I can actually come in and speak and, you know, give out some of my thoughts as well. Podcasting is a very important, you know, area for me as well. So my belief is that you can't shun it. You can't shut down. I mean, yes, someone trolled you. Yes, someone came after you. And just because that, if you exit and shut down all your accounts and everything, well, you've done a disservice to, you know, all your fans and all the people really looked up to you because you kind of moved away from it. And I know sometimes it happens a lot in the celeb world where because someone gets trolled or there is a whole bunch of things that happen. They said, "Chaji, hum to Instagram apna band kar rahe hain, Twitter band kar rahe hain. We're shutting everything down. We're done. We don't need this." I think one should really believe that there will be haters. And the point is, don't spend too much of your mind space, you know, focusing on the haters. Just go out and do what you have to do. If you have a good message, if that message has to be put out, sure, we're human. We will make mistakes. Sometimes we'll put out a tweet or we'll put out something which will be stupid and people will laugh at us. We're human. It's okay to make mistakes, right? Let's accept. Let's move forward. And I think there have been such amazing instances in the past where, you know, you had people like Alia and all who were trolled like anything, you know, in their early days where people said all kinds of funny things. But today, look at her. I mean, she's widely respected and admired for the work that she does. And my thought would be that, you know, just carry on to do what you have to do. And social media is not going anywhere. It's only going to go 10x from where it is today. If you walk away from social media, you're doing yourself a big disservice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I really love the way you sort of pitched in Alia and as well as the 10x over here. I think that was quite impressive. All right. And, you know, Gaurav, like, definitely I'm enjoying this conversation because having said that, you know, being in this industry for a long time, having interviewed so many people, I think this is one of the most candid conversations that I ever had with a businessman, someone from the industry, like, you know, from this industry, basically, wherein we, because it's not really about money or commercials or business verticals or strategies, but there's so much more to the businessman. There's so much more. There's also perspective that makes them bigger. And I think this conversation is all about that perspective, getting to know you, truly, like, what does this, like, you know, if this is the situation, how do you sort of enact, and what is the background theory that makes you so strong? Having said that,
100%.
Definitely coming down to the next important question, next important word, I would say, that is being relevant. Because this is something that we have been speaking in the entertainment industry. That is something that we are speaking in the terms of technology. So I rightly want to know it from your mouth that, you know, what it is to being relevant in 2021 when it comes to making successful leaders, when it comes to creating a stir in the industry, like, you know, in this big commercial space. So what is this concept of being relevant, and how do you sort of channelize it?
Yeah. Again, you know, great question. And I think relevance to me really comes from the mindset of having something to offer that the market desires. You know, if there is something that you've been offering, and it could be a product, service, you know, anything that you really have an offer, but today, if the market no longer needs it, or it doesn't, you know, solve, you know, a particular, let's just say a problem, or, you know, satisfies a need, it just sort of becomes, you know, less relevant. I think it's very, very important for everyone when they venture into entrepreneurship or anything for that matter, it's very, very important for them to identify their target market. You know what is their target market? You know, what product or service do they have? What is the problem or a solution that this target market is really looking for? Do you have, you know, a possible solution? And that just makes you relevant. I've been doing some, you know, work in behavior design for some of our clients as well. And they've always been talking about, you know, trying to be more effective, but they've not been effective. They've tried everything. They've tried, you know, frequency, and they've tried a whole bunch of things, and it just hasn't worked. And in the end, it boiled down to the fact that they were just going about things, you know, incorrectly. They were following systems. They were following concepts. They were following learnings, which perhaps didn't apply anymore in the world of today. Times have changed. In a world that's always changing, you can't remain constant. If I keep training the way I was training, okay, like 3 years, 5 years ago, I would be redundant. I would be extinct. I would be like the dinosaurs, right? So today, when we come in to train, we take a lot of things in terms of, you know, what is really trending, what is my target market really looking for, and bringing that to the table, and that is what keeps you, you know, relevant and sought after. Otherwise, you're dead. You're history. You're like the dinosaurs. Yeah.
Absolutely. Very true. I think it's, again, hitting on the nail back then. And coming down to the very last question, which I feel it's quite integral and it's quite important. See, being a part of the market, being a part of any industry, there are two things that are constantly going to be with you, whether you do or you don't do something. Even if you do, the fear and insecurity is going to be with you. And even if you don't do anything, again, it's going to be massively with you. That is fear and insecurity. So how does fear and insecurity drive you? Like, does that even drive you? And how do you sort of channelize them, if at all?
Oh, 100%. So such a pertinent question again, because fear is a very, very big you know, driver for me. And fear could either mean forget everything and run, or face everything and rise, right? Like, that is, you know, truly what it is. And you can have negative fear. Negative fear is kind of, you know, it paralyzes you. It kind of binds you down, and you'd like, you roll up and you become, you know, a ball in your bed. You're like, abhi bahar nahi nikalna right now, you know, corona ka time hai, we can't go out and everything else. So that's one type of fear, right? It's a negative fear. And then you have positive fear where, again, you know, you still roll up and you become a ball, but this time you become a cannonball. You can, and like a cannonball, you go into a cannon and you burst out. Okay, so it's like, okay, this is my time to go out there in the world and, you know, inspire, lead, you know, motivate and all of that. And so, yes, fear is a big driver for me, but positive fear, not negative fear. So for me, every time there's a situation, okay, it's always about, you know, face everything and rise. Positive fear, like I said, motivates. Negative fear paralyzes. For me, it's always positive fear, and it's a big driver and a motivator for me. And it has been over the years as well.
Absolutely. But I think I'm definitely going to take this opportunity and sort of dive in and understand, like, you know, how, what is it all about the positive fear? Like, you know, how do we sort of curate it, or how we sort of articulate it? Because normally when we say the word fear, it's like everyone is having that anxiety, that nervousness. We have a lot of animals in the stomach. I won't say only crows or tortoises, but there are so many else. So how do you sort of generate that positive fear that's going to really push 10 times, 10x, and get the things done?
Yeah. You know, for me, it's always been going down to something called your why, W-H-Y. And why is obviously a concept from another amazing and brilliant, you know, author. His name is Simon Sinek, and he always talks about start with why. Always know your purpose. Always know why you were actually, you know, brought into you know, this world to do, you know, what you really have to do. So for me, a lot of my drivers are linked to my why. So my why is my building block. So if you were building a Lego house, you know, those Lego pieces, that is actually my why. That is then, you know, leads to my goals. So I have my why as my core, that's my foundation, which leads to my goals. And my goals are always in six areas, you know, so there will be work goals, there will be finance goals, there'll be lifestyle goals, there'll be mental goals, there'll be health goals, and there'll be family and relationship goals. So every time when I'm kind of losing focus and I feel that, okay, I might be going astray, I might be losing direction, for me, my goals and my why is always my compass. And that is what, you know, brings me on track and says, okay, if I'm fearing this right now, let me go back to my goals. Let me go back to my why. Let me repurpose myself and then, you know, take another go at this, take another, you know, view of this and then move forward. So that is how I use positive fear in a way to always be a driver to move forward and not backwards.
So definitely I think that Lego why is going to help you a long way in order to build the entire building and sort of take it ahead. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, true. Your why is your foundation. Your why is, and if you want to build the Burj Khalifa and your why and your foundation is not strong, I mean, you will not even be able to build a two-bedroom, a two-floor place in Bhiwandi, man. Forget the Khalifa. So if you want to make it big, you want to basically have your why and your grounding and your foundation in place. That's very important.
Absolutely. And Gaurav, like, you know, this so insightful conversation that we had today, beautiful lines and the noteworthy concept that you sort of shared with us, maybe the Lego why, or even like, you know, when it talks about seeing a massive success, there goes a massive effort into it. It was a piece to the ears, and I would say a quite insightful session to the brain. And I can't thank you enough. I mean, thank you so much for being on the show. It was quite relevant again. And it was 10x. It was 10 times of what we expected.
Thank you, my friend, for having me. It was an honor and a pleasure. Completely, you know, my pleasure to be here. I know this is not your standard, you know, protocol. And this was, you know, a chance that you took on me. And I'm glad that you actually had me here. And I hope your listeners, you know, like it, and they should definitely, you know, reach out and connect. And if there's any way I can help in any way, I'd be more than happy to do so. So, Omkar, I really appreciate you having me on today, and truly was a pleasure.
Absolutely. I mean, come on, like, you know, getting out of that comfort zone really helped me a long way. I think I really gained a good friend and as well as great insights about life, wherein I could apply to daily life and create something more good. So all the beautiful listeners out there, today it was our time with Gaurav Bhagat. And once again, I thank you, Gaurav Bhagat, and it was a great time. So do share, subscribe, and like to House of Josh podcast, and we come up with some great interviews. So stay tuned. All right. Thank you all of you. Have a great day.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की, सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।